From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Excitement is building in Rio de Janeiro Saturday as the Olympics are just getting underway.
We're from Norway. We're coming to see Norway women's handball against Brazil. And Norway is the defending Olympic champion, so wow, we're going to win today, I hope.
More than 200 Olympic teams are competing, including the first-ever team of refugees. Some spectators hope the Games will have an impact beyond the final competition.
Well, I hope that the Games elevate the country and elevate the situations here. That is my optimistic outlook.
Amazing!
But we have to wait and see for it. But my hope it is that the Games do benefit to the country in the long run.
As part of the kickoff festivities late Friday night, a French luminographer decorated Rio de Janeiro's famed Christ the Redeemer statue to the excitement of spectators. Al-Shabaab waged mortar attacks in southwestern Somalia Saturday, killing a 15-year-old girl and wounding four of her family members. Witnesses say the militant group also fired mortars on the airport in the town of Baidoa. It's the second heaviest bombardment on the town by Al-Shabaab in just over a month. In July, two children were killed and 19 others wounded after heavy mortar attacks by the militant group. Authorities in northern France are investigating a fire at a birthday celebration where 13 people died and six were hurt, including one with serious injuries. This report says candles and sparklers from the birthday cake somehow ended up on the floor of the bar at Rouen, igniting the carpet. The incident comes with France already on edge after a string of attacks by terrorists affiliated with the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Election results in South Africa's two largest cities, Johannesburg and Pretoria, the capital, are still too close to call Saturday, with 99% of the vote counted. The country's ruling party, the African National Congress, the ANC, has taken a drubbing in local elections, including the Democratic Alliance victory over the ANC and Mandela Bay. James Selfie is the chairman of the Democratic Alliance.
We do not and will not do deals with the ANC. The ANC already is too powerful in South Africa, and it needs to be removed from that hegemonic position. As to the other opposition parties, we are open to negotiations with any or all of them.
The ANC's Nelson Mandela's party is still leading overall with an estimated 53% of the vote, but is seeing its worst electoral performance since the end of apartheid. Members of the Philippine-Vietnamese community staged a protest demonstration rally with their Filipino counterparts on Saturday outside the Chinese embassy in Manila. Protesters were urging China to abide by the international law after a United Nations arbitration panel ruled in favor of the Philippines in its maritime dispute with Beijing in the South China Sea. Hear now from a Vietnamese activist at the rally.
We come from different countries. We come from different religions. But we are united here today, saying China massive. The more it defies the ruling, the more flexibility is lost. China bullying attempts and force of aim will be certainly backfire. China will have to pay dear price for its defiance of international law in the long term.
China's increasingly assertive maritime activities in the East and South China Seas have raised concerns and tensions in the region. China says it doesn't recognize the July 12th ruling. A coalition of Arab and Kurdish fighters is reported to have taken almost complete control of a strategic northern Syrian city that was a stronghold of the Islamic State group. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Syrian Democratic Forces, which includes Arab and Kurdish fighters, seized the city of Manbij Saturday and are combing the city in search of the last remaining jihadists. After years of undercover work, the United States is starting to reveal what appears to be networks of would-be terrorists who support each other, even as many prepare to act alone. An official speaking to VOA on the condition of anonymity also said it's clear a lot of this predated ISIL, using the acronym for the Islamic State. After a meeting with national security officials, President Obama said it's conceivable that there are some networks here that could be activated. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.